testing one too.
Okay. Ava, I'd really be interested in hearing about all your past and anything you know about Cherokee County and Woodstock. You sound like a good person. They can tell me a lot about the history of you and this place.
Just call me Ma. That's what I've known of here in Woodstock and everywhere since I've been raising my family. All the children call me Ma. But as I say, I'm proud of my background, my heritage. I'm glad that I have been privileged to live in this day and time, in this age and time. You know what I mean? I think that from a hard past that I've had, as well as my forefathers, that the bad outweighs the good, outweighs the bad, because I have seen the change in times. You know what I mean? And so many wonderful things that's happened. And I thank my Lord that I've been privileged to live in this age. I think he's been very good to me. I think he's been better to me than anyone in the whole world to have let me raise 6 children, them grown, and to have had as good of ancestors as I had. See that plaque right there over that mantle? It says, Christ is the head of this house. He is. The unseen host at every meal, the silent listener to every conversation. Which is. And with all my heart, I believe that if you live a good Christian life, that it's better to live a good Christian life than it is to live like the devil. You know what I mean? You're not afraid of the old booger man. Because every night when you lay down, when you go to sleep, they may not be up tomorrow. But I am not no saint. Don't live to be no saint, because Christ was the only perfect person to have ever lived. But I do think that everybody should live like this might be their last moment. Treat everybody right, best of their knowledge. And that you just live to be an old age. And I intend to live to be 100. I got lots of work.
Well, I hope you
do. I got lots of work to do, lots of scraping to do, you know what I mean? One had asked me when I was raising the children, says, well, how in the world did you raise these 6 children? I said, just like an old hen, you just had to keep scratching. That's right. And I've enjoyed scratching because God gave me good health. He gave me a good mind, 2 good legs and an arm. And for that reason, I have enjoyed my life tremendously. I believe the Lord intended for you to be happy. I believe he intended for you to enjoy life. I don't believe he intended for you to have a long face, go around here with a long face on. I don't think that's a Christian. I have to think you really have to let your light shine if you're a Christian. And, you know, I've been we've been talking here and chewing the rag and the fat and talking and laughing, cutting up, but let's get a little serious. I can be serious if I have to, you know what I mean? Tone it down just a little. But, as I say, I'm glad that I was married into a family, as nice a family as I have been married into. My husband's people were the as I told you back in the tape, that came from Ireland. We traced this back to the 1300 and 1600, back to Ireland. And I understand in some of the things that we have traced that the first man that came to our country from Ireland, he was a John, and he was born to a Moses and Anna on January the 2nd, 1756. He came to